Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Rhapsody in White by the Love Unlimited Orchestra, a 1974 release on 20th Century Records, catalog number T433.
So this album came to my attention when we were actually at a local miniature golf place called Monster Mini Golf, and they play a lot of random 80s tracks or things like, you know,
I feel like I'm Toto. I feel like I'm in a roller rink when I'm in there.
Yeah, but, you know, we were in there and we're golfing, and this song came on, and I was really struck by it, and so I, you know, looked up to see what it was, and decided immediately that I had to go find it so that we could feature it on this podcast. So we actually bought that from a local record store called Tracks on Wax.
Yeah, so if you're in the Baltimore area, it's a good record store, I would say, to fill out your collection of stuff. They've got a lot of rock music from the 60s and 70s and 80s there. Like a smattering of other stuff too. Some new releases. I would say their emphasis is on rock.
Yeah, and they definitely have, you know, like if you're there for something like the Rolling Stone, they probably have like 50 or something different albums by them. A lot of the sort of common rock artists, they'll have, you know, their whole catalog. This was, you know, fairly easy to find and pretty inexpensive and in good condition. So felt fortunate that I was able to obtain it relatively quickly in order to be able to feature it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the album cover, Felicity?
So on the cover, we've got Barry White striking a very dignified, proud pose on the front and center. And then behind him is this pool with concrete columns and some ladies leaning against the columns. They're all dressed in white. And it looks like this is probably around LA somewhere. There's a little bit of hills in the background, palm trees, buildings. So that's the front cover. And then on the back, we've got this illustration of the back of Barry White conducting an orchestra and a list of the tracks on the back.
Yeah, and this is interesting because, I mean, you know, Barry White, his picture's on the front, and it's got this very complex title about it being the Love Unlimited Orchestra, arranged and conducted by Barry White. But, you know, this is not actually, I guess, a proper Barry White album. It's a, you know, classified, I guess, as Love Unlimited Orchestra. But, you know, you might be able to find it in the Barry White section or whatever if you're shopping.
Right.
All right. So, Felicity, do you want to tell us about your clip?
Sure. So, I picked the track Baby Blues. And in this track, you'll hear an intro by Barry White, and it'll slide into some instrumental.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, huh? The way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face. Or just the way you're standing there right now. And you really, really, really look good to me, baby. In your baby blue panties. Yes, love, you look good to me right now. In your baby blues. Them baby blues in you. Thank you.
Okay, so what did you think?
So I feel like the beginning of this track is, you know, what comes to mind initially when you think of Barry White, like sexy, deep baritone voice. It's not exactly singing, it's more of like a spoken word thing, and he's got like this awesome tension in the delivery of what he's saying. And the first time I heard this, it mostly just caught my ear because he was like going on and on about his lady's panties. And for some reason, I guess I'm 12. I found that really funny and cute. I don't know. But then he does this a couple times on this album where he'll give an introduction to something. He'll say some sexy things, and then he gives you all this space to absorb it when this really long instrumental track. And I feel like this track and a lot of the other instrumental pieces on here have this like really romantic storytelling quality about them. I feel like it gives you space to kind of let your mind wander and like hear a story that he's telling through the music.
Yeah, that's one thing that I really like when there's you know, like you mentioned, there's a few tracks on this album that sort of have a Barry White intro, and after he sort of says his thing, it just sort of goes on to the instrumental portion. But that's something that I like in a lot of pieces, where if there's a song with some vocal piece, but it might go into some sort of instrumental solo, and I like it when it's done in such a way that you sort of don't realize that the vocals have stopped or whatever. It's just like, you know, the transition is so seamless, mm-hmm. that you find out you've been listening to this sort of instrumental solo for like, you know, 4 minutes or something, and you didn't even realize that, you know, it sort of happened. I don't know. And I think that that's something that happens here, that he just has, you know, maybe a minute or something in the front of just a couple songs, but it makes it feel like he's part of the album, I guess. I mean, his hands are all over it, arranging it, conducting it, producing it, or whatever, but, you know, just a little bit of his voice at the beginning of the track sort of, you know, I guess remind you that he's there.
Yeah, it really like sets the stage for all of this like sexy slow jam music that comes up. And you know, there's a lot of pieces in this album we'll hear later on. It's got and you can hear a little bit in this one, like that chuck 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 chuck, like early 70s electric guitar thing that it will come into disco sound later on. But this also, there are moments in this album where it's like just really sultry and sexy too. So it's got a little bit of like jam and stuff. And this one I think is really like, really groovy and slow. I like it.
So what can you tell us about the Love Unlimited Orchestra, Felicity?
So the Love Unlimited is a vocal trio who included Glodine James, who would later become Barry White's wife, and they got married in 1974. This album was released in 1974, so I'm not sure if they were married when this came out or shortly thereafter. And they were actually originally, Barry White was their producer, and then they also went on to perform as his backup singers, and they released records on their own. And then the Love Unlimited Orchestra is a 40-piece orchestra directed by Barry White to back up both him and the Love Unlimited. So what I found was really, like, I didn't know any of this stuff before we heard that song at the Monster Mini Golf. Like, all I ever knew of Barry White is, like, the sexy voice, like, Can't Get Enough of Your Love is the one song that I know best of his. And I had no idea the depth of his ability and his vision for, you know, arranging and like this huge like management of all these musicians.
But it's definitely a little bit confusing with these different formations and like this being the Love Unlimited Orchestra, but it doesn't actually feature the Love Unlimited.
That's true. Just, yeah. There's like, where are the ladies? They're not here.
It's like, this is literally the orchestra from Love Unlimited.
Yeah. And not with Barry White. Like, he's just directing and arranging it. He's not, except aside from his little spoken word interludes, he's not singing in it either. So it is really like just this album in particular is featuring just the orchestra.
All right, so let's listen to my clip. I picked Love's Theme. This is the track that I heard on at Monster Mini Golf, which is what made me want to pick up this album, and I guess the most popular track from this album. All right, let's take a listen.
Super jamming, you know, it's awesome. Like I mentioned earlier, this is heavily features that like chucka 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 electric guitar that will be predominant in disco sound, and this is like proto disco. So this again is like, I think this shows Barry White's vision and his, you know, his influence on an entire genre of music.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I mean, this, you know, this album came out with this track, but then the Love Unlimited actually did do a version of this where they did add some lyrics to it, and I guess we'll have a link to a video of that in our show notes.
Yeah, so there was a episode of Soul Train. Barry White and Love Unlimited and the orchestra was on Soul Train several times, but in this clip that we have linked in the show notes, it's Love's theme, and you'll see the Love Unlimited trio singing lyrics to this. So when it was recorded for this album, Barry White's original intent was there for there to be vocals on the recording. But when he heard Gene Page's arrangement for the strings, he thought it was just so beautiful that he didn't want to interrupt what was created by layering the vocals on top. And they also thought it was interesting that this piece was used by ABC Sports for the golf coverage intro, which makes it seem somewhat relevant to hearing it at the Monster Mini Golf. there's a tie in there. I don't think the Monster Mini Golf made that connection, but I did.
So I think this album is definitely worth picking up. I mean, it's one of those albums that I feel like you need to experience sort of as a unit, and especially I think the whole side A. It works better listening to it all together than I think trying to pull out one song and play it for you. But, you know, this is something that you can easily find on streaming services. Like I said, you should be able to find it pretty easily at a local record shop. So I think this is something that is definitely worth picking up, something that you can have in the background, you know.
During your romantic times.
yeah, exactly. So, I would definitely recommend picking this up. It's a recent find for me, but something that I've definitely listened to a whole bunch just in the short time that I've had it. So if you want to learn more, I think you should visit our website at livinginhifi.com/episode/13. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at livinginhifi. Or if you want to send us a longer correspondence, you can do so at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And stay tuned next week. If you were a fan of our first episode with Sven Asmussen, I think we have something next week that you really might enjoy. So thanks for listening.